Dyer's Daily.
I was watching the other day Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway, which I really do enjoy. It's a great show. And one of the features they have at the end of the show is the end of the show. And it was Tom Jones and Tom and Jerry performing with Ant and Dec. Now, these are words I never thought I would say, but seeing Tom and Jerry on the screen in 2021, who are apparently going to be in their own live action movie for what I think is the first time, was such a weird experience because I've been watching them pretty much my whole life. They've been around for over 80 years and were part of the big animation boom of the 1940s and helped to really elevate the careers of Hanna-Barbera, who would later on to go on to do like the Flintstones and the Jetsons and the whole Saturday morning cartoon thing. But I remember a time when Tom and Jerry were seen as somewhat offensive because of some of the stereotypes that are in the cartoons, as well as the violence of which this cat and mouse duo liked to partake in. And not only that, but, you know, after time, these characters just kind of fade away. But Tom and Jerry just keep coming back. There was a movie in the early 90s called Tom and Jerry the Movie, or words to that effect, a very original title. And since then, there have been so many like spin-off movies along with Scooby-Doo. There have probably been about a dozen of them based on so many different properties, but just with Tom and Jerry in them. Do I think that this modern movie live action thing is going to be any good? No. Am I willing to be proven wrong? Yes, because there is a certain amount to their slapstick humour that still stands up. Just that, like with much animation of the period in which they originated, times have moved on, things have moved on, but the act can be, I believe, adapted and changed without changing the flavour of their original thing. And to be fair, the characters are so cute. And it was so weird seeing them on Saturday Night Takeaway. I look forward to seeing that movie however I can see it. And I look forward to hopefully getting some of their classic cartoons on Blu-ray as well one day. So really, what is the point of this podcast? Long live Tom and Jerry, whatever form you may have.
Dyer's Daily.